for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Go, I won't tell you no, just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
WRJN, we're seeking Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. We're getting more clarity on how President Trump believes Russia's war with Ukraine should end. CBS's Holly Williams says under the plan, Russia would reportedly keep most of the territory it's claimed during the war.
The terms of the ceasefire deal being proposed by the U.S. reportedly include excluding Ukraine from NATO membership and all the protection that that would bring, lifting some economic sanctions imposed on Russia because of the war, freezing the fighting close to the current front line. Remember that Russia currently occupies around 20% of Ukrainian territory, and recognizing Crimea as part of Russia.
And President Trump tells Time magazine that has to be part of any plan for ending the war. Ukraine's President Zelensky has called that a deal breaker. CBS's Errol Barnett says there's been another development in Russia.
Authorities say a car bomb killed a senior military leader this morning, and an investigation is underway into the circumstances.
Officials say the deputy director of military operations is the second high-ranking officer killed by a bomb in 4 months. The Vatican says more than 150,000 people have filed past the Pope's coffin to pay their final respects. CBS's Nora O'Donnell on tomorrow's funeral.
The mass will be about 2.5 hours long. It will be mostly in Latin. It will be led by Cardinal Ray. He is the dean of the College of Cardinals. And then we will see a procession to the Basilica of St. Mary Major, where the Vatican says a group of the poor and needy will be waiting outside to say a final farewell.
Former New York Congressman George Santos is in court and could be sentenced to more than 7 years in prison for wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
It's very much in this situation that Santos has turned out to be his own worst enemy. Even though he pled guilty, which ordinarily would lead to a defendant saying, I accepted responsibility, he followed that guilty plea with basically a tirade against the Department of Justice, disparaging everyone involved, even calling them a cabal of pedophiles.
The latest federal immigration violation arrests now include a judge. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The FBI director on social media has announced the arrest of a local judge in Milwaukee. Her name is Hannah Duggan. The FBI is alleging that she helped reroute somebody who was in her court who the feds were trying to detain on an immigration issue. So the FBI director, Kash Patel, says he's arrested the judge with the prospect of a charge of obstruction of law enforcement.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 234 points. The NASDAQ is up 31. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha police were called to Bowes Elementary last week after an 11-year-old allegedly threatened a classmate with a gun and claims to have thrown it out at an area park. Police didn't find a weapon. The school district has not yet commented. A recount in the Racine County judge race confirmed Jamie McClendon's victory. Incumbent John Fredrickson gained only 8 votes. McClendon will replace Fredrickson August 1st. A 42-year-old Racine man remains in custody after holding a family of 9 hostage during a Tuesday night home invasion. The suspect was shot by officers. Investigations are ongoing. Racine's annual bridge washdowns are scheduled for next week. The State Street Lift Bridge will be closed Tuesday morning. The Main Street Bridge will be closed Wednesday. Detours will be in place as crews clean debris and salt buildup from the bridges. The 2025 Racine Post-Prom Motorcade will take place May 17th at the Racine County Fairgrounds. The procession begins at 5:50 with Union Grove High School and ends with Horlick at 8:50. And students in the universities of Wisconsin system face a nearly 3% increase in housing, food, and other fees starting next semester. It averages out to be about $300 more per student. University officials have not ruled out possible tuition hikes. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL draft in Green Bay, where the Packers picked Matthew Golden, a wide receiver out of Texas in the first round. Golden is only a junior, but the team is confident he's ready for the NFL. GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think because of the high school football and the way they throw it around, 7-on-7s, and just some of the things that have changed on the lower levels, guys are coming in and making an impact quicker, and I certainly think Matthew has the opportunity to do that. Now, we got some good players in that room, so he's not going to have to kind of carry the load that way, but I think he has a chance to contribute, you know, not only as a receiver, but I think he's got some special team return ability as well that could help us.
I asked Golden what made him successful at Texas.
Being reliable, man. You know, in critical situations, I always showed up. You know, when our back was against the wall, they could count on me, come out with a big play, and that's something I kept doing continuously. You know, I put my best foot forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers in Game 3 of their playoff series tonight. The Brewers are in St. Louis to play the Cardinals. Milwaukee losing to the Giants 6-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. Damp and dreary this afternoon, with rain rolling through and a wind down early this evening. However, high temperatures are stuck to the low 50s with breezy winds out of the north. There's a small chance of some sprinkles tonight, otherwise clearing clouds overnight with a bright and beautiful day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48. WRJN.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we?
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Buffalo Springfield had a new song, and they called their record company to tell them. They said, hey, we've got a new song, For What It's Worth. And the record company thought that was the title, For What It's Worth. They don't say those words anywhere in the lyrics.
There's something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there. Telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Make everything.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. April progressing nicely, thank you very much. It's almost May, and May 16th is the date for the Aging Well Senior Resource Fair at the Fountain Banquet Hall in Sturtevant. It's a way for you to connect with older adults and caregivers, and you'll find some tools that will help support a healthy, independent lifestyle, real-world resources on staying active, living well. Again, that is Thursday, May 16th at the Fountain Banquet Hall in Sturtevant. It's being put on by the Racine County Eye, and you can get the details on our website if you go to WRJN.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream treats your taste buds by serving up hot dog creations that are anything but ordinary. Craving a classic Chicago dog or something wild like a mac and cheese dog or a pretzel dog, they've got you covered. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
This Mother's Day, say I love you with fresh flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. A stunning bouquet, a custom arrangement, or a thoughtful gift paired with DeBrand Premium Chocolates or Carrie's Candles with signature scents like Mom's Home, Wisconsin Northwoods, or Ocean Breeze. Shop early for the best selection because Mom deserves the very best. Order online at sunnysidefloristofkenosha.com or enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
Old guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text TIP to 424-424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text TIP to 424-224. That's TIP to 424-224.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Hits WRJN. You know, summer of 69, the same time that we were walking on the moon and doing cool things like Woodstock, this song was climbing the charts. Just a happy song from the Archies, Veronica and Jughead.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me. Honey,
Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, we've upgraded our news coverage. We've teamed with Racine County Eye. And you can get the headlines from WRJN and the details by reading RacineCountyEye.com. It's a good partnership. Now, here's some of those headlines from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 42-year-old Racine man is in custody after police say he held a family of nine hostage during a violent home invasion. Officers shot the suspect during the confrontation, leaving him with minor injuries. He was the only one injured during the incident. Some of the pending charges may be connected to how he treated underage girls during the incident. The officers involved in the shooting are on administrative leave. Kenosha County Sheriff's Office investigators are leading the inquiry. Racine drivers take note, the annual bridge washdowns are coming. The State Street and Main Street bridges will be getting swabbed next week. The State Street lift bridge will close Tuesday from 8 to noon, with the Main Street bridge closing the next day. Detours will be posted as crews clear debris and salt buildup. Run times for the Racine Prom are out. The 2025 post-prom motorcade lineup has been announced, with schools from across the area set to participate Saturday, May 17th. It's again being held at the Racine County Fairgrounds. The procession starts at 5:50 with Union Grove High School and wraps up with Horlick at 8:50. There's info about VIP bleacher tickets and more event details at RotaryPostProm.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN weather. Damp and dreary this afternoon, with rain rolling through and a wind down early this evening. However, high temperatures are stuck to the low 50s with breezy winds out of the north. There's a small chance of some sprinkles tonight, otherwise clearing clouds overnight with a bright and beautiful day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48. WRJN.
Lady, passion's lady, dressed in love. lady, windswept lady, was the night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Do you remember Sugarloaf? They did Green Eyed Lady. Do you remember their other hit? Don't call us, we'll call you. You sound a lot like John, Paul, and George, they say.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat. And after every number, they pass that.
McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul is a daddy, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Danny says, "Ollie, golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?" McQueen and McGuire still are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bar.
McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, slow slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, guess it had to be that way.
Sebastian has all form a spoonful. McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it.
We knew she'd come eventually.
Greasing on American Express cars.
But keeping out the heat spot.
The good vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
together right now. All the meat.
Minding that the men come around, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, say no more. Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Paul Harvey at 1205, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20% off on dozens of select items throughout their incredible store. All gummies, disposables, and carts, 20% off. 15 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, 20% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobacco, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Something big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
W-R-J-N. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
Down on my knees for you.
It's WRJN, Creedence Clearwater Revival, not necessarily assigning blame for the rain, just wondering who's going to fix it.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down, clouds of mist drift pouring,
WRJN.
You with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. True, that your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Peter King. The latest immigration enforcement arrests now include a judge in Wisconsin. Here's correspondent Michael Wallace.
FBI Director Kash Patel posted on X that Hannah Dugan, a county judge in Milwaukee, is being charged with obstructing immigration enforcement. He says Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from an undocumented immigrant who was going to be arrested in Dugan's courthouse. Agents caught the man after a foot chase.
Expelled New York Congressman George Santos is in court and due to be sentenced momentarily after pleading guilty to wire fraud. Fraud and aggravated identity theft. The man accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is due for arraignment in New York federal court shortly. CBS's Anna Schechter says prosecutors will ask for the death penalty for Luigi Mangione.
We are expecting a not guilty plea today, very likely. This is, of course, the highest charge that he's facing, the death penalty.
Russian officials say there's reason to believe Ukraine was behind the car bomb attack that killed its deputy director of military operations this morning. It's the second fatal attack on a high-ranking Russian officer in 4 months. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
Russian officials say that Lieutenant General Yaroslav Moskalik was killed by an explosive device rigged with shrapnel and placed inside a car just outside of Moscow this morning.